The King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest 2023 is coming up this Saturday at 5:30. And joining us on the telephone this afternoon are my great friends Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson. Hello, gang. How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Great class. How are you?
Good to hear from you guys. And I know if I'm talking to you, it's number one, it's August. And number two, it's time to raise some scholarship dollars. Barrett, how many years now has the King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest been going on?
Well, our first one was in 2013. We had a 2-year off due to our the things going on in the world. So this will be the official ninth, but we've been around for 11 years.
And this event every summer is fantastic. Thankfully, the world events are in our rearview mirror now, and now we can focus on having a great time and having some fun. Tommy, when did you get involved with everything?
Well, sort of right from the start. Carl and I were best buddies, and when he passed, actually, it was 11 years ago today, August 2nd, 2012, we lost Carl. We just came together with a couple of us and wanted to keep his memory alive. And Carl was all about the Boys Club. It's where I met him in 69 and giving back. And so that's how that was. I've been with Barrett from the beginning and so proud of her and what she's been able to accomplish in the name of Carl.
Now, Barrett, doing this could not have been easy. No one expected, that change in life so quickly. But how has been keeping his spirit alive helped you out and helped our community out?
Well, it is an emotional day for me. But it really helps me. It helps my family. I have a very large family, the Brewers, and Tommy's family is a really big family. We've been knowing each other since I was 8 years old, and so. We understand about losing people, but to lose Carl suddenly was very difficult. And then we had a good friend who died of cancer shortly after that. And so she helped me dream this up, and it helps me to keep both of them alive. But in my heart, and a lot of people who come to the event knew Carl, worked with Carl at GE or somewhere else, sometimes had a beverage with him at one of the local establishments. So he was very well liked. And but again, his relationship with the Boys and Girls or the Boys Club was very meaningful and deep in his heart. So doing it for them, with them, has meant a lot for me. I was also a volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, and so it just made sense. We had to raise enough money to establish the endowment at the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County, and once we did that, we started giving away the money that was allotted for that each year. And the last 2 years, we've given two scholarships of $2,000 each. Last year, it was to a boy and a girl. This year, it's two boys, and they usually come to the event, and it's always very touching to see them and know what it means to them to help them go to college, which was really important to Carl.
And keeping his memory alive through the youth and keeping the memory alive through the boys and girls. Oh, that's Jeff Baldwin, that do-gooder. He'll help you out with anything.
He's always been great. They actually give an award each year at the Boys and Girls Club in his name also. The Giving Back Award is given to at least one boy from each club. And so, yeah, Jeff does a really great job with everything he does at the Boys and Girls Club, but certainly in honoring Carl. And this will be the first year that Jeff actually gets to attend because he's usually out of town during the Funk Fest. So he gets to come this year. We're excited about that.
Well, we're excited this weekend as well. The King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest at the Upland Brewery from 5:30 this Saturday until 11 p.m. Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson are my guests this afternoon. Tommy, did you just grab a piece of scrap paper and a pencil and said, hey, let's sit down and jot out some ideas. Let's find a great way to honor Carl and raise some money. How did the Funk Fest come about?
Well, Carl loved funk music, but Carl's playlist was somewhat unique. There'd be a little Jim Croce, and then there would be some funk, and then maybe America. I mean, he was sort of eclectic in his musical taste, but certainly He was a master griller. He taught me a lot on the grill. And Carl, poor Barrett's back deck. I don't know how many grills Carl had back there. She's saying five right now. But so we combined the barbecue with the blues, the funk, the dynamics being local. And, you know, this year we have the Swing Rays, King B, and the dynamics. I mean, that's Hall of Fame material right there. But then also it's been cool that Will Thomas, Will T., he's reached emeritus status relative to being a professor of the grill. So he does the grilling. And also we can't thank Upland enough as well, Mike. Carl would go to the Upland, and he was a fan favorite at the Upland, but they've been so supportive of this event over the years, so we couldn't do it without Upland, that's for sure.
Well, this is a big parking lot party, right? We're just gonna, they've got a huge piece of property there just west of the patio, and well, I guess that would be north and west of the patio. How many people are you guys expecting Saturday at 5:30?
Well, I think, so first of all, we expect probably in the neighborhood of 600, but we provide seating for about 250, so we have people bring their own chairs and festival seating there if they want to sit and listen to all three bands or whatever, but and some little bit of games for the kids, chocolate mousse, so we hope that we serve everybody.
Oh, and you will. Trust me. You guys are pros at this now. This will be the ninth annual. Ninth annual. Boy, that seems like, oh, geez. Kings, Blues.
My goal was to do it at least 10 years, and so we're getting there.
Well, now that you're so good at it, you'll just keep it rolling along. Barrett Deal and Tommy Richardson join me today. The Kings Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest is this Saturday. This Saturday, the gates open at 5:30. The music starts at 6. You talked about your friends at Upland. Well, we've got to raise some money. So tell us about the tickets. What is the cost? What comes with that? Because you've added a bunch of stuff that goes along with it. And how that gets into the scholarship bin.
Well, I'm glad that you noticed that, because we do try to provide
a full meal. Come on, that's great.
Not very much. And so it's $30 for an adult, $15 for a kid, a child that is 6 to 15. Under 6 is free, and they can have a hot dog and chips meal. But that's a meat and two items for the tickets sold. We do have some mugs and t-shirts available for people who want to buy them. But then we also have games for the kids. We have a face painter and balloon lady that helps with that. And then, obviously we provide free water, bottled water until it's gone. I buy more every year because it gets hotter every year, but we provide that because we don't want anybody not having something to drink and staying hydrated. But the Upland provides also sodas and other beverages.
And that's fantastic. 5:30 to 11 this Saturday. Barrett, what's the best way for me to get tickets? Can I just buy them at the door?
Just
would you like
gate.
Me?
Yep, just at the gate.
Oh, just at the gate. There's no choice. Even better. I can't screw that up.
Right. We do take credit cards. You know, we have a Square app, so we can take credit cards or cash, whichever you have.
Now, Tommy, should I bring my own chair as well, just in case? Bring a camping chair so I guarantee myself a seat.
Well, we anticipate you're not going to be sitting much after this music gets a hold of your soul, brother. I'm sure you'll be up there shaking it, but after you're a little tired and your legs need a break, most of the people bring their own chairs. It's just sort of like a big old picnic, or maybe like going and watching the fireworks. So we have provide, what did you say, 200 chairs. So we get those from Master Rental, and you know they're comfy. But most of the people that are, let's say, 30 years and above, bring their own comfy chair, if you will.
So, oh, that's right. You know what this is, Tommy? This is a warm-up for tailgate season. This is spring training for tailgate season. But we're raising money for a great cause, a very important cause for the Bloomington Boys and Girls Clubs, and that is fantastic. You can always give more than what the cost of tickets are, because that just stays right here in our community, and that's very, very important. Now, you talked about Will T's bar. Barbecue. What's on his menu? I'm getting a little hungry here. You guys have made me hungry at 3:25 on a Wednesday afternoon.
Well, Will has been nice enough to allow me to be his assistant this week. I'm already tired. We were down in One World, the kitchen down there today, prepping ribs and pulled pork and chicken. So we'll have our ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and then hot dogs, and then we'll also have some great potato salad and Will's famous barbecue baked beans. Also, he's ordered up some yeast rolls that'll be fresh out of the oven Saturday morning. We're going to pick those up about 8:30 or 9. So you won't leave hungry, that's for sure. But Will puts that love on the meat, and it's. And I'm learning about Carolina Q.
Ooh.
I've asked a ton of questions, and the difference in the barbecue between that, Texas, Kansas, it's really interesting, and Will's just the best.
We'll throw a little Memphis in there, too. All those wonderful styles. So, folks, you are not daydreaming if you are listening to this program right now. You are wide awake. You also did not win the Mega Millions, $1.1 million last night. We'll have to wait till Friday for that. But you get three bands, two sides, whatever choice of meat you would like, 5 hours of funk, barbecue, and blues to raise money for a great cause here in Bloomington. It's all for $30 for adults, $15 for kids. Tickets are at the door, and that door is the Upland Brewery on 11th Street here in Bloomington. Barrett, I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, and you expect there's a brand new garage down there now as well, just a half block down the street. That's got to be helpful.
You know, it probably is, but I never make it past the...
Well, you're royalty. You get right there in the front, but the rest of us that don't show up at 5:30, if we need extra parking spots, you've got a whole garage now.
Hey, Mike, thanks for mentioning that. We didn't even think about that, because it's sort of like when my friends or I have some older siblings, they say, well, where will we park? I go, well, I'll valet you because I'm not sure, and a lot of times it's been, you know, past the tracks heading south on Rogers. But thanks for mentioning that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our own parking garage this year, so thank you, City of Bloomington.
And I don't think that's going to be tremendously busy at your time of day either,
great. That's great. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, good. Yeah, good job, Bloomington. Like you said, we got another garage, more room for everybody, and we expect a huge crowd coming up on Saturday, 5:30. Now, Barrett, tell me where I need to go on the internet if I want to see all these details. I know we'll put this interview up for folks tomorrow so they can go back and listen. But where do we go? The easiest place.
Well, I just Googled it when you suggested that. And if you Google Kings Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest 2023, it'll bring up both the Visit Bloomington site. It'll bring up the Facebook site, both of which have all the details.
And that's perfect. And the great news about this as well, just pay at the door. Bring your card. They have Square. They'll swipe you right in, get you going. And all you get for your $30 is three amazing local bands, the Dynamics, the Swing Rays, King Bee and the Stingers, a dinner with your choice of ribs, chicken, or pork, and two sides. And all the camaraderie and all the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. I am going to try to do my best to cool the weather off for you on Saturday, a couple degrees. But the music's going to be too hot. The grill's going to be too hot, Tommy. We're just going to have to sweat a little bit, I think.
It won't hurt you, brother. It won't hurt you.
Well, I thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon and allowing me to help spread the word for such a great cause. Have a great time, and we'll catch you over there on Saturday night.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your help.
Yeah, great job, Mike. Thank you so much.